Hello there, and welcome to podcast number 19.
On the Band Weblogs podcast show, Jenny and Dave here, reporting to you from Oxford, England.
Sunny Oxford, England today.
Believe it or not.
After all that rain. So, Jenny's going to tell you a bit about what's been going on and what we're going to do.
Yes, we've got kind of a special show for you today because we, the Babylon Cowboys, that's Dave and I, did an interview with KYOU Radio out of San Francisco with John Russell.
Good lad is our John. Good chat with him, and he said he's going to come over and buy us some beers soon next time he's in England.
Yeah, he said it might not be for a while, but and KYOU is owned by CBS Infinity Broadcasting, so it's pretty exciting for us. And also for any other podcasters out there and unsigned artists, independent artists who would be interested in submitting your shows and music to KYOU, go to their website, www.kyouradio.com.
And if you're lucky enough to be in San Francisco, driving around in your car with the top down, you can tune to AM radio, 1550 AM, and listen to us and a load of other good acts that our KYOU put on as well.
Yeah, which is pretty cool, I think. And so our next show, our next podcast on Band Weblogs will be number 20. And we're very much looking forward to that as well, because we've got a lot of music that's come into our inbox that we're looking forward to playing.
And we'll have World Cup fever as well. There's already cars driving right outside with George Cross flags flying off the back of them.
Lots of flags flying for the World Cup. We're looking forward to it.
And we also want to ask the question, why isn't there any other flags, like French flags or Brazilian flags on cars? This is what we want to know.
Yeah, Dave always says if he sees Brazilian flags go by, he's going to start clapping and put his thumbs up.
Give it the two thumbs up.
Because as much as we think England is going to do well, hopefully, in the World Cup.
We're going to win.
we're definitely keeping an eye on Brazil. And Holland, and of course, the States. Yeah, Van der Sar, the Holland goalie. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to the interview with KYOU, and we want to thank them because we had such a great time doing it. And
we hope you enjoy it.
We hope you enjoy
as
it.
As much as we enjoyed doing it.
And you get to hear a few of our little tidbits of music in between the interview as well.
Lovely.
So, lovely daddy.
Till the next time.
We're Jenny and Dave, and if you want to check out Band Weblogs, www.bandweblogs.com for all the cool blogs.
Thank you very much. Over and out.
Over and out.
Back in the indie pool for another beneath-the-surface look at independent musicians and their music. I'm John Russell, and this time we travel telephonically across the pond to Oxford, England, for a chat with the talented and amiable Jenny May and Dave Tomo, who are the Babylon Cowboys. They are also known to podcasting enthusiasts and listeners for their Band Weblog podcast. Right now, let's get to know a little bit about their musical lives and more. Now, Jenny was born in Texas and lived in Vermont, traveled to England, hooked up with Dave, never return. Now to the interview. Let's see if we're connected okay here.
We're coming through crystal, are we?
Oh, yes. Sounds great.
Good.
Yeah, both of you. Are you in the same room?
Yes. We got a speakerphone on the telephone.
All right. So we're speaking to Jenny and Dave in Oxford, England, and they are the hosts of the Band Weblog podcast.
That's us.
And also, you are the Babylon Cowboys. Let's go back to early days in both your lives. And Jenny, we'll start with you as to what led you into wanting to sing and to perform and write and things like that. How did it start early off in life for you?
It's kind of hard to say. It's just been something I've done all my life. When I was about 17, I joined my first band. And that's when I really started professionally, I guess you could say. In school, I was in chorus and would do solos and things like that. And just everywhere I could, I guess, like school, friends, family.
Get up and, you know, entertain people wherever she could.
No. On the street.
Attention seeker.
And how about playing an instrument?
Well, in school I played the clarinet, and I've always played piano. And I taught myself how to play guitar about 10 years ago, I guess.
And in the Babylon Cowboys, you do then play guitar or...
Well, I don't play really in the recordings, but I'll write songs on the guitar.
Uh-huh. Play the keyboards in the recordings.
Yeah, and I'll play keyboard on some of our songs. And not much, though, not that great, but, you know, I know general chords.
Don't do yourself down, girl.
I know what sounds good, anyway.
Mr. Businessman Player King. You don't even know my name. Mr. Businessman, play your game. You don't even know my name.
That's our second dub tune.
Yeah, because, I mean, I've had it in my heart to try to get a nice set of reggae songs together and play a lot of reggae, go out and play some live reggae. Mr. Businessman was another one on the set on the way to getting our sort of reggae set together. And, again, that's experimenting with dub on GarageBand, really.
And simple lyrics, again, just frustrated with certain things in the music industry. That's how the lyrics came about with that one.
There we have Mr. Businessman from Jenny May and Dave Tomo, otherwise known as the Babylon Cowboys. They're from Oxford, England. And you are listening to The Indie Pool, where it's all about indie artists and music. I'm John Russell, and I told them I had visited England a few years ago on what was a kind of theater tour, taking in some plays, and had seen Ray Fiennes as Richard III. And Dave had this to add, and talked about his ska band as well.
I've got a link to Ray Fiennes. My old keyboard player from my ska band, Ray Fiennes, is his godfather.
Really?
Yeah, Jim Driscoll.
And I always question that, because I feel Ray Fiennes, he's not old enough.
Yeah, well, Ray Fiennes, when he was starting acting, he stayed with Jim's mum and dad. And he's got Jim's godfather.
Small world.
Yeah.
You say you're in your ska band.
Yeah, I played in a band called Retrogen. We then changed the name to the Drug Squad, together for 8 years. We disbanded about 3 years ago because the singer went off to do a boat building course from part of the country. And now the drummer that was with us, he's now playing drums in the Guillemots.
The Guillemots, yes. You guys did a podcast with a video shoot with them or something, right?
That's correct. We were the brass section at the back on that video.
And they actually handed me a clarinet, so it was pretty weird.
You can see it if you go to the Guillemots website. The video's up on their website now.
We'll have to take a look.
TheGuillemots.com?
Just Guillemots.com.
Guillemots.com.
And Dave went on to talk about the fact that there were good things and bad things about having named one of his earlier bands Drug Squad.
It was more of a statement than anything. It was, how could we use a name that would get our band well known and sort of be obnoxious? That was a good name at the time. And it worked. We did one gig. When we started one of our first gigs as the Drug Squad, we turned up to a gig in Bournemouth, and quite a few people didn't turn up because they actually thought the Drug Squad were turning up. Not the band. Backfired, sort of.
I'm talking with Jenny May and Dave Tomo. They are the Babylon Cowboys, and this is another track of theirs called What's Your Name? And you're hearing it right here in the Indie Pool.
What you gonna say when everything stops going your way and there's no one there to say they care? Yeah. Have a look around. Can't you see the frowns? They don't want you around no more. Oh, I can see you jumping off.
There's another track from Jenny and Dave, or the Babylon Cowboys, and that one's called What's Your Name? My name is John Russell. You are listening to the Indie Pool, and we're getting to know Jenny May and Dave Tomo of the Babylon Cowboys. And here now, Dave talks a little bit about his beginnings.
I started playing music when I was 15. I grew up in the punk rock era. You know, 76, 77, no, let's say 77, I turned on to punk rock music. Followed the Clash around on tour. Bummed around and got on their guest list, annoyed them, got fed by them, slept on their bus, hung out with them. So it was really sad for me when Joe Strummer went, because he was a sort of, I sort of knew him.
Right.
And, hello?
Yes?
Oh, it sounded like you hung up on
no, that's it.
I'm boring people with my punk stories again.
Oh, no, please. Yeah. Tell me more.
So then I formed a band. We were called 4 Minute Warning.
You had to get that one in.
And people. And anyway, so I was a singer with that band, and we did quite well. We played all over the country. We were on a compilation album, did a single, supported quite a lot of established punk bands at that time. But just as we were about to break through and do things, story of my life, the guitarist left and the band split up. So I've always come close to it, and oof. And then I joined a reggae band, moved to Brighton, and formed a reggae band called the Jam Jar Tree, and we just done gigs around Brighton with that lot. And then didn't really do a lot, then moved to Oxford and played around and had Retrogen and the Drug Squad.
Now, how do you go from being punk to reggae?
Very easily, because I think punk and reggae went hand in hand. The Clash and the Ruts were two bands that sort of fused reggae and punk together, and so the Clash turned us all onto reggae, and we got into reggae music, and I started to like reggae music a lot more, because in the 80s music went a bit dull when punk rock started dying out, and all this new romantic music started up.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Spandau Ballet and Boy George and all that sort of thing.
Right.
And that's why we also go to music festivals and reggae blues clubs, and got very heavily into reggae music around that time, about 1984
85. Mm-hmm. Going back a little earlier, coming up in the punk era, did you ever get to meet the Sex Pistols?
No, but I've seen John. I never saw the Pistols live at the time, but when they reformed and did the Filthy Lucre tour in the late 90s, was it 97, 98? I saw them at the Phoenix Music Festival in Stratford-upon-Avon. And that's the only time I've ever seen the Pistols. Never saw them at the time. Never met any of them.
And how did you like it?
Brilliant. It was a bit cheesy, because it was all that playing stadium rock that they weren't supposed to be about.
Mm-hmm.
But it was brilliant to see them and hear them songs live.
Here now is another song from Jenny and Dave as we introduce you to the Babylon Cowboys in the Indie Pool. This is their song, Ginger. You're listening to the Babylon Cowboys in the Indie Pool this time. I'm John Russell. It's Jenny May and Dave Tomo of Oxford, England, who also do the band Weblog Podcast. So you may want to check that out by listening at kyouradio.com. And you'll see on the lineup page where that show might pop up now and then. But as the Babylon Cowboys, they've been putting music together. And this is another song called Reflection.
That was the guitar. Yeah. That started with the acoustic.
That's, I took it from an old song from my last band. The basic riff, the E and the C, was off a Retrogen song. And it was an Retrogen song that was never really finished properly. And I wanted to put a better verse to it and put a middle eight to it. A better chorus, I beg your pardon. And with Jenny's voice over the top, it took the song to... Her melody on it was completely different from how it sounded with Retrogen.
And I never heard the original song.
And Jenny had never heard the song until after we'd done it, then I played it to her.
I was like, I didn't know that was from another song.
Yeah. The lead guitar was a happy accident, as you say in music. Like.
And again, these are all recorded on GarageBand, so it's just the two of us, not a studio setting or anything.
Yeah, because it's me playing the bass and the guitar and the lead.
From the Babylon Cowboys in the Indie Pool, that is their song, Reflection. I'm John Russell. Thank you very much for listening. And we continue right now and hear about another tune that they put together with the idea that less is more. And this is about In My Mind. Here's the Babylon Cowboys once again. Jenny and Dave in the Indie Pool.
I think Dave picked up the bass and just started with a line, really. And just going over something. Is that right?
Yeah, come out of a bass line. It's starting off as a bass line.
Started with a bass this time.
And Jenny put melody over it.
Yeah.
A vocal melody.
And just heard the words in my head. We decided to go simple with that one with the lyrics. Normally, we might write real verses, but with that one, it's so simple. And but to me, I'm learning about simplicity and that you don't always have to have a ton of words to make a statement, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
And the sound, the pub sound at the beginning and the end, the crowd, that's our local pub, the Star. When we were drinking one night, we just recorded the pub sound.
Oh, great. What did
that's real. That's not fake.
Yeah, what did you use to record?
My camera.
A digital camera.
But it wasn't planned. I had just taken my camera around with me. I just bought it, you know. I was taking it everywhere with me at that point. And I thought, oh, this will be interesting. Why don't I put the video on it and just put it under the table and catch the sounds just for the heck of it. And then, you know, a few months later, I thought, oh, I know what we can do. We can use that sound of the crowd.
We couldn't find an intro for the song. And I suggested, why don't we use the sound of a pub at the beginning, and luckily it worked.
Yeah.
It's a great age we live in.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all experimental.
And and then we put keyboards over
with
that.
With an emphasis on the mental.
Yeah. And then you played the harmonica.
Oh yeah, that's my harmonica at the beginning. So I like playing the harmonica. I don't get a lot of opportunities these days. I used to sit in with blues bands in Portsmouth a long time ago and play a bit of blues up. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when I used to work at Nevada.
Really?
There's a lot of
really?
Things I don't tell you, Jenny.
What else doesn't she know about you, Dave?
Well, I don't think that's broadcastable.
Okay.
I sit here and laugh along.
Maybe when we meet up sometime, I'll tell you a few things.
Okay.
I see you in the corner of my mind too.
Melissa, yeah. I appreciate you. Appreciate you talking with me today.
That's been a pleasure.
Jenny and Dave, Jenny May, Dave Tomo.
Nice talking to you. Okay.
You take care, Joe. Look after yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
See Thanks. You too.
Cheers.
Bye.
There go the Babylon Cowboys, Jenny May and Dave Tomo out of Oxford, England. That song entitled In My Mind, closing out the Indie Pool this time. I'm John Russell. Thank you very much for listening. And my thanks to Jenny and Dave for taking the time to chat with me. Also, be sure and look up more information on them on thebabyloncowboys.com. And be sure to listen for their podcast sometime. It's called Band Weblogs. Thanks again for joining us in the Indie Pool, and we'll catch you next time.